You know Kim gets satisfied first every time.
Well, if I didn't, I never would get satisfied.
Preach.
Ooh, child. I've been eyeing these Girl Scout cookies that ain't even noon.
I forgot to put my watch on. I'm like, what time is it?
I had to put them in the closet just so I wouldn't get into them. I've had them for a couple days. Man, I almost forgot them. I had to put a note in my phone. I was walking out and I was like, I'm forgetting something.
That's funny.
I didn't think I got it.
I had to bring them because if not, I've had them in the closet edging me for days. I would have went home as soon as we're done and all three packs of those would have been gone.
Is that what edging means?
Prolonging gratification until to increase pleasure.
Wow.
I do it with TV shows, food, and myself and men.
I really feel like somebody's been messing with my stuff.
I was real big on tantric education. We have a new
yeah, if you're joining us by video.
Sleepy co-host. Yeah. Can't even keep her eyes
oh
open.
Oh my goodness.
This is little Miss Ruby.
Ridiculous. She's so cute. Miss Ruby. She's like, I'm tired, Dad. Leave me alone.
Oh my goodness.
She's Betty White's little sister.
And tell them about her name, Ruby.
Yeah, Ruby is the name of the other three Golden Girl actresses combined.
Yes.
Ruby and Estelle Getty. And her is just
they're so
sweetest.
Clever. She's so sleepy.
Just so sweet.
It's so cute how you can like tell their little personalities. Like, mm-hmm. You already know Betty's going to be the, like, pet me, pet me.
Yeah, this one's going to be a snuggler.
More chill.
Yeah.
Bless her heart. Speaking of babies, now that the cat's out of bag, I can tell the whole world if I want to. Thank you, whole world. I'm going to be a grandma.
She is.
Finally, it has happened to me.
I do know what it is. However, I can't tell that because she's not released that yet. So
it's either a boy or a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, that's not very politically correct with a lot
or
of people.
Or a they,
you need to calm
them.
Down.
Mm-hmm. Or asexual. You never know. By the time it's old enough to tell us, there'll be something else.
Yeah, there will
right.
be.
Well, I feel like someone just like snuck Ruby some
Benadryl.
Did you give her Benadryl before
no.
this started?
I did not, but her is
yeah,
so
she's,
cuddly.
I feel she's going to be the more calm out of the two.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure. But what I'm wondering is, I just wonder if Betty's going to rub off on her or if Ruby's going to rub off on Betty.
You never know.
I don't know that. So I don't know that they'll either one of them rub off on each other because Oreo and Bugs, the ones that I had before this one, Ziggy, they were the same way. Oreo was very chill. She was very laid back.
That's
she
true.
Would, and she was kind of a loner. She wasn't really a cuddler or anything. She would just kind of lay around and be by herself.
Are you talking about the dog or you? I feel like I've just lost track. You just described you to a T, Kim.
I don't know
you get
why
too close to her, she'll bite you.
I don't know why.
She's got teeth.
In the end, she would piss all over herself.
I like that Betty is more poodle-y and she's more spaniel-y, mm-hmm. more cocky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's nice, too, because you can tell them apart.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So precious.
We brought Betty to go meet her and a couple of her sisters to see which one we wanted. And there was one that looked just like Betty and acted just like Betty. And we're like, well, we don't want that one. Can't handle that one.
That's the norm for having children. The first one is always crazy and wild, and the second one's always more laid back.
I don't know
back.
If that worked out.
I don't think
us.
So.
I don't
really?
Think that's always the
that's
case.
That's the way it was with me. Oh, man. Amber, she was all over the place. She was way out there.
I never snuck
she
out
never gave. She never gave Emily a chance to be out in the spotlight.
No, you could have. You did
be.
Your fingering on the camera. I had to hide it. It was sinful.
It was sinful.
Sin.
It was a sin.
Awful. Bless her will heart. Uh-huh.
I know.
There's one movie, I forget what it is, but these kids were like doing 7 minutes in heaven, and it always makes me laugh because they didn't know anything. You know, as a teenager, you don't know anything. Just what you hear from other kids, and this guy and girl come out of the closet, and his friend goes, did you thumb her? Every once in a while it pops in my head, makes me laugh every time. Did you thumb her? Bless.
You just randomly say that sometimes when you walk into a room.
I do sometimes.
Oh, hi, did you thumb her?
Did you thumb her?
I don't know about you guys, I swear.
Who thumbs? That's what I want to know. Who's thumbing?
Thumbs up.
Do you have a tea?
Yeah, but it's a leftover tea from yesterday. It's not like I went out and got one without you, Kim, although you've done that to us before, so I don't even want
to
hear it. I
was really close to stopping and getting one, and I was like, no, it takes me long enough to get up here the way it is.
That's true.
And did.
Always does.
This hey, does. I can't help it if I live an hour and 45 minutes away.
Yeah, you could.
And when I stop and get gas, that it turns into a two-hour ordeal?
2 hours.
How is it 30 minutes? You add on 30 minutes when you stop and get gas.
An hour and 45 minutes to get
here. I know,
here.
But it takes everybody and else it, in the world an hour and a half.
All right. I knew this was going to be
and so you're going to look it up
so
right
I'm
going
to look right up right now and see how long it is for me to get home.
Okay.
I'm well, a you quick driver, but a quick taker offer, I am not. Mm. I love to piddle paddle in my car and dilly dally. When I get in, I put my phone on the thing and get my stations up. I make sure everything's adjusted, and roll the windows down, and then I sit there and cope with the idiots I'm about to deal with on the road and that's brace right. myself to face them in a non-angry way.
Okay. The app says it takes an hour and 40 minutes.
Hold
so
on a
I
second.
Was 5 minutes
is
off.
Is that the quickest route or is it the route that you normally take?
No, it's the quickest route.
That's crazy.
Then somehow I'm always cutting off at least 10 minutes.
From my house to my friend Brittany's house takes me an hour and 15 minutes. And I go like the back way.
Okay. And like I'm about 20 minutes from her house.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's true. I guess you are further out there.
I'm telling you.
She's down the holler.
If I come up here and I have to stop and get gas, it takes me almost 2 hours.
And Kim is not
hours.
A
wet
foot.
No. And she takes.
I mean, no, I don't go 80 mile an hour, but I do go over the speed limit.
I think maybe because your car's so big, it feels like mine's so little, where it feels like I'm zooming around, and then when I ride in yours, I'm like, "Come on, Grandma!
Yeah, it's just
get over the middle."
No, but Kim, when you're riding in the car with her, and as you said, she has a Traverse, so it's big, but she takes the widest possible turns I've ever experienced in my life.
Because I've curbed a car way too many times in my lifetime. And I know that it has a little bit longer turning radius than what my Equinox did, because I had an Equinox before I had the Traverse.
Just kind of whip that ass around there.
Yeah, that's why the I do it wide, because I used to curb the Equinox all the time. And I'm like, I know
so
what I'm going to do.
Josh, Kim is so hard-headed. One time in a van that she had.
Oh, my God.
We were out behind the old Porta.
Oh, God. No, it was not Porta. It was Pizza King.
It was Pizza King. That's right.
Did you shit in the van?
No.
Well, she has before, but not this story. So we're in her van, and
he's never going to let me live this down.
There's
never,
a small
ever.
Space in between the building and the other building in the back. And so Kim, and instead of like...
Not only is there a small space, but there's also those big poles. You know, that go into the cement.
Like somewhere, but it wasn't in the center. It was next to one of the walls. Well, Kim looks down there and she's like, oh, well, this is a little drive. So she like squeezes her van in through that. And I'm like, Kim, stop. You can't go through here. This isn't like a drive. Like this is for people to walk through it.
By then it was a challenge. And so Kim,
prove him
wrong.
Suck it in.
She was. She's like, no, I'll be fine. Like I know what I'm doing. I've been driving for 29 years, whatever, you know.
Whoop, whoop.
No. So... We start going through there, and I mean, we don't have much room. And we get up to that little pole, a little painted yellow pole. And Kim, like, is so proud of herself because she just feels like she's on top of the world proving me wrong.
I'm just squeezing through there and real
single
good.
Single mom who works two jobs.
And she's just like, tap, just tap, squeezing. Tap, tap. And then before you know it, it was near the back end, I think. It scraped up against that yellow pole. Yeah, and there was nothing she could do.
Nope.
So she just did.
That's the only thing I could
do. It was a good sized dent.
Good dent.
And a bunch of yellow paint.
Oh, that comes off with a little scour pad.
Oh, it stayed there.
The green side of a sponge.
Now, before I get people screaming at me over the ear, it was a very old van. I needed a new car anyway. That's why I went ahead and done it. If it had been a newer car, no, I wouldn't have taken that chance. But it was a very old van. I needed a new car anyway. I was going to try to get a new car. So that's why I wasn't too worried
about
it.
Was that the original van that you had or was it the replacement van? Because you've had a lot of vehicles.
It was the original one because I did get it. I think I did get another van after that one.
It was the Dodge one.
And then I went to the Traverse.
I liked that van.
Or not the Traverse.
So she got this big Dodge van and all the buttons... It's all automatic, and all the buttons to open all the doors were like right in the center underneath the visor. And so anytime Kim would be stopped at a stop sign or a stoplight, I'd flip every one of those effing buttons. And all the doors the back open. Door, all of them.
The windows would all go down.
And she would just be cussing me out. But my favorite, I think it was when you first got the Equinox.
Yes, it was the Equinox. I know what you're going to say.
It had that OnStar button.
Oh, God.
Well, Kim, we were at someone's house and she goes to get out.
Pretty sure Maya was
there. It was, yeah. So my Norwegian friend Maya was there because I was in the back. That's right. Well, Maya decided that she was going to push that button. Because Kim had been telling her, don't you push that button, don't you push that button. And so all we want to do the whole day was push that damn button.
Yeah, I was not in the OnStar part. I did not pay for that.
So Kim gets out and she goes and walks away. And when she comes back, she like opens the door. And as soon as she opens that door, Maya pushes that button.
This is OnStar.
And yeah, and like Kim is so damn short, right? So she hears the da-da-da-da sound.
No. And yeah, I start she's freaking out.
Like, I felt like she was falling and she like ends up in the space between the chair and the
I was like, no.
She
no.
was.
And I was freaking out. Oh. I couldn't figure out which button to hit to make it stop.
Yeah, it was so funny. Oh my gosh. I was rolling in the back. Like, I just couldn't handle it because Kim was falling and everything. Oh, it was so good.
Yeah. If everybody hasn't got it figured out, he enjoys my pain. That's how he gets his kicks.
No, I don't want you to be in pain. I just like to laugh when it's not me.
I sent them a message, both of them a message yesterday. I received this little thing in the mail, little package. Yeah, it's so weird.
And I have promised you I had nothing to do with
that. I have no idea where it come from, and it's in the trash now. I did not keep it.
I wouldn't put it.
But it was a little thing of...
Lip gloss
that makes your lips plump. And it came from Kentucky is where it came from. Who ordered it and sent it to my house is another story.
It looked very Temu makeup.
It does. Yeah. And Kim sends me this text that says, did you send me something? And I was like, no. And
only bad vibes.
Well, then she says.
Because usually that's the way it's explained. If I get something, usually it's Shane that's sent it to me.
So she responds and she says, I got some lip plumper stuff in the mail. No idea where it came from. And I was like, lip plumper? I don't know what that is. And she's like, it's a lipstick. And then she says,
for the beef curtains, it's supposed to make them tight again.
Well, and so it says plump. It says plump. And it does say limp. Plumping booster. But did it have your name on it?
The package, yes.
Well, that's weird. But then it says...
Did you order something recently from like... Because I've done that where, you know, it's maybe not a real website and you order something like a miniature house kit and then you get a laminated fern leaf in the mail for 4 to 8 weeks later.
A laminated...
I framed
that
it
could
as
be,
a reminder to myself.
That could be where it came from because I like to watch those TikToks of people buy the big boxes of stuff, you know, lost mail.
Yeah.
So I ordered one of those.
That might be. They might have just
opened it. Did you ever get anything?
No, because my order ended up being canceled and I was refunded for it.
Oh.
They might have still just sent like a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That has to be where it came from because that's the only thing that I've... ordered that's not been, you know, Amazon.
Well, what weirds me out, and you know, I don't know anything about lipstick, is it says it has chili extract in it.
Yeah, lip plumper will either have a chili extract, or I only use the ones with mint in them because I like the minty tingle versus the chili is a burny tingle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told Kim, I was like, don't put that on your lips. Ooh.
When Maya was here, I don't remember if it was the last time she was here or the time before, but she had some of that. And I'm like, oh, let me try that. And I put someone on. And I'm like,
I love it. I like.
I don't like it. I don't like it. But I start wiping my. Yeah, I did not like it.
You feel your lips swell a little bit.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
They used to have your lips stung by bees.
Shut what? Up. The they did not.
Swelling of the. Ugh. Girl, you don't know about beauty secrets of the ancient past. Evidently They're crazy. Not. I mean, how Queen Elizabeth the First had lead based that literally like. Holes into her flesh and drove her crazy. Allegedly. Now they're saying it might not have.
That
it could have been other things.
A number of things,
inherited mental illness.
Yeah, no, no.
Hell, they used to, as a contraceptive, ancient Egyptians, they discovered that crocodile dung inserted vaginally would stop pregnancy.
Oh. And what about the bacterial infection?
Dried. It was. I believe it was dried, but still.
Still, that can't be good for you.
You just gave everyone in the South an idea.
Hey, somebody in the North might do it. They could pay for it and have it shipped here.
Yeah, I guess
some
that's
gator.
True.
Yeah, you can.
It'll come in a few weeks. And they won't remember South, where it came from.
Out there,
Savannah will come after you.
There, I could. You can send shit to people like elephant, gorilla. I don't know if gator's on there.
I wonder how much that is, though.
I don't think it's. It depends on. You can get like a small box, or like you can get a big.
I just imagine like buying something like that, and then your credit card company calling you about it.
Did you buy a big old bucket
of poop? What was this charge? Oh,
did you know that you can buy a big cockroach and send it to somebody for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I've seen zoos will do that where like you can buy a cockroach and then they'll feed it to the lizards at the zoo on Valentine's Day.
People will do it for like their exes and people that they don't like and that kind of thing.
To me, I'm like,
that's a waste of money.
Yeah, I'm like, I ain't gonna waste my own money.
No kidding.
I'd rather just not think of you. In my case, they die and I don't have to waste the money on a
ain't that the truth?
Which is
you're ridiculous.
Funny. There was a character from that time of my life recently popped up in our Facebook Messenger.
Oh, yeah.
It just made me laugh. I was like, oh, it takes everything in me to be like, any questions or concerns, you can just talk to him.
Right.
Because she don't know.
Right. She just, a little prayer.
Crazy.
Are you guys excited for Crime Con?
Oh, man, I'm so excited. Did you get something back from her?
No, not yet. But I was looking through the thing that I created last night and I sent to them. Did you guys like it? Did you think it was good?
Yeah.
I told you what I didn't like about it, but I'll live with it.
I was trying to like come up with a bio for myself, but it's like for it's you guys, hard. I would be able to, but for myself, I'm like blank. I don't know.
Doesn't like people.
Yeah, right. Josh, I'm overly honest, you
doesn't
know.
Like people.
Don't with me.
So we had to come up with the session in our own bios. So I'll read them out real quick. So the session at Crime Con in Denver is going to be called Jinkies, a Mile High Mystery with the Mystery Ink Gang.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Now, Kim, are you going to be partaking in some gummies before this?
I'm going to be mile high.
I cannot swear that I will not.
Right.
Listen, I have social anxiety and I am a homebody. It's, you know, I got to, although I'm more comfortable in front of a mic than I am.
Can you imagine, though, us partaking in Shane standing in between of us and us having to hold his arm.
Stone cold sober.
I won't go crazy. To get us there and set us down. Yeah.
It'll be after Crime Cone. And I'm like, you see me by the pool just, don't
doesn't
judge
know
me.
What world
no,
we're.
No, we're going to go to that lazy
hell
river.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't wait for the
have
lazy
to
river.
Keep me out of that.
Ooh.
So the session description is, need a quick break from the grim crime scenes and somber forensic reports? We get it. It's time for a palate cleanser. Well, buckle up, gang, because the Mystery Inc. podcast is rolling into Crime Con to solve a mystery where the only thing being attacked is our dignity. This is a live onstage recording of a mystery that is all laughs, gasps, and wild speculation. Join brothers Shane and Josh and their best friend Kim as they apply their questionable and mediocre investigative skills to a baffling Denver area mystery. To keep them from going completely off the rails, they'll be joined by the legendary forensic expert, Cheryl McCollum, who has graciously agreed to share a real head-scratcher of a mystery that's more what on earth than whodunit.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
This is your chance to be part of the show, join the banter, and help the gang connect the dots. If you're looking for a session that feels like less like a structure and more like a late-night chat with friends about a wonderfully weird story, you found your tribe. Come laugh with us as we unravel a local legend live. Now, what I really liked about that and what I was really trying to go for was that, I mean, if you've ever been to Crime Con, everything is just so true crime heavy. Yeah. And I mean, by the end of day two, you know, it's just,
it's real hard when you're like me and you walk around with a smile on your face. Because, you know, there's people who are like, I'm, you know, spreading awareness about my lost kid or my kid that was murdered. And, you know, there's a lot of grief there.
Yes.
And I want to be respectful of that. But my natural, especially in a crowd, I'm like, I don't even realize it. And then I'm like, oh,
You have opposite of what Kim has.
I know.
Well, I can remember.
Happy bitch face.
Especially last year when we went to Nashville. We went to Nashville. They have a big, like, cork board, and they'll put their pictures of their missing loved ones yes. on this. And I just remember standing there that first night after, you know, it fills up very quickly. And I remember standing there just looking at it and just crying just because I'm like, my God, look at yeah. all the people that are missing or oh, yeah. have been killed. Or
I always stop so, to take those in. Just yeah. I always remember a face. So mm. I'm like, let me, you know, mm-hmm. at least to give this a few minutes to look at, which I feel like everybody should. Just yeah. on the off chance that somewhere down the road you might yeah. be like, wait a second.
Yeah. Quick it's Google a, search. It's a very sobering search. Experience, CrimeCon is. With it is. All of that. And you do have to have, you know, I mean, we cut up and play and stuff afterwards, because if you didn't, my gosh, can you imagine yeah. the mental health that you would have after leaving yeah. that?
You know me, I'm always more of a silver lining where I see and recognize all the somber and the grief and the pain. But what I notice more are the people there who have went through that and then have now used that pain as power. Oh, you know, yeah. the people who are advocating, who mm-hmm. have turned, you know, the most horrible thing that's happened to them into help for all these other people. I love, especially like, give me an older lady, that lady who came yeah. at us with the pink
yeah.
pantsuit. Oh yeah, my God. Fabulous.
Oh yeah, she
and
was
her shiny purse.
Yeah.
I like, she was worth the whole trip to me.
Right.
I didn't even hardly speak. I was just stunned. I'm like, she's been here the whole time?
Oh. Yeah, that was right before we were leaving, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were like packing up yeah. and I'm like, this goddess has been here. I was like, she's everything I want to be.
Right. So Kim mentioned her bio, so I'll read it real quick. Kimberly Barndollar Mara.
See, that's the two parts right there. Kimberly and Barndollar.
It is your real name.
I don't care. I don't go by Kimberly.
I use Joshua.
And I got rid of Barndollar for a reason. Go ahead.
It's back now. Kimberly Barndollar. Kimberly Barndollar Morrow is the indispensable co-host who keeps the whole operation from flying off a cliff. While her official job is to provide a much-needed dose of sanity and ask the questions everyone else is thinking, her unofficial background is in expertly surfing dating sites for a rich sugar daddy. The search continues, but in the meantime, she solves mysteries. With her sharp, relatable humor and uncanny ability... to share a personal story that is somehow spookier than the case itself. Kim is the best friend you want by your side when things get weird.
So you can shove her down and run away.
And I also mentioned that she keeps the boys in line.
It's about time somebody figures out what I did. It's about time to get recognized for what I truly do.
Hey, I'm the one that wrote it.
Keep you guys on your toes.
I wish you'd
get on
your toes.
It's hard to keep me off my knees. It is. I put on some self-tanning stuff, and I was like, oh, my knees are a little...
Oh, that's funny.
A little scabby. All the years.
They just stay like that now.
It's rug burn. I fell in the... I was running.
I was running. I've never seen you run, Josh, in your life. Mm-hmm. Ever.
Yes. Sure looks like...
Ever.
You did it that way, uh-huh. Sure.
So are the Girl Scout cookies on this episode, or are we doing it on the next one?
We can, I mean, we have three. We can try on each.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
We also each have a letter that came in the mail.
Oh. Well, Kim, we'll let you read yours first. Yeah.
Wait.
I'll open it while you're opening that. Well, what are those? Are those the ones that have peanut butter in them?
Fudge peanut butter filled cookies.
Fudge peanut butter filled
cookies. Now, these are the only kind I have not had. But I bought every kind of the generic flavor of Girl Scout cookies. We're going to put to the test.
I don't care for the chocolate. That's very waxy.
It is. I mean, it's not bad.
I wouldn't get them again.
No, I wouldn't either.
Especially between Thin Mint and the Samoas. This is not to par.
There's the peanut butter. I was like, where's the layer of peanut butter?
Yeah, for as much peanut butter is in it, there's not very much. Kind of like a Reese's peanut butter cup with a little crunchy cookie in it. But I'd rather have a Reese's peanut butter cup with the cookie crunches in it.
Well, I feel like it just tastes like sugar to me.
Yeah. It doesn't have much of a taste, no. Mm-mm. A hint of peanut butter and waxy chocolate. Oh, dang. I lost it. I'll have to pick that up. All right, what we got here?
Would not recommend.
Oh my goodness, isn't it cute? Looky, it's a puppy.
Aww.
Oh, speaking of puppy, look at her. She's ridiculous.
I keep forgetting she's in here.
Hey, gang. Andrew and I have been planning our wedding at the forefront of our minds now that invitations have gone out and we can take a breather. That means we're behind sending cards out.
Aww.
This is from Andrew and Cody, if you guys haven't figured it out.
Just remember, it's your guys' day. Don't stress.
Right.
Don't worry. Planning doesn't work out. Come up with a backup plan for everything. But if it doesn't, you know, if the flowers aren't what you wanted, just take the time to remember it's just about you guys uniting together.
And the other stuff is just...
Not important.
I'm still trying to talk them into going.
I'll go if you want.
You can tell I've done a lot of weddings because I've dealt with a lot of bridezillas where you just want to be like, calm down for Christ's sakes.
All right. So the rest of the letter says, I went on a bachelor party trip to New York City in January. I know. January. In Josh's voice.
Crazy.
It was much nicer compared to the 20s to 30s I'm used to.
Oh, yeah.
I forget. It's so hot here right now.
He went down south.
Right. One of the places we went to was the 9/11 Memorial. Honestly, the best museum of the whole trip. I saw this card and thought the gang might like it. Take care and keep your eyes out for more cards. Cody and Andrew.
I think the 9/11 Memorial would be awesome to see.
Yeah. Oh, this is a card. In memory of one of the dogs, a tribute to the dogs of 9/11 in response to the 9/11 artist, Ron Burns.
Thanks a lot, guys.
This dog's name was Sirius, Port Authority Police Department, K-9 badge 17.
Goodness. I have goosebumps, dadgummit.
How sad.
He specialized in explosive detection and perished in the collapse of the South Tower.
Bless his heart.
Yeah. That's twice now, Kim.
I know, stop
one. One more, I gotta cut you.
How sweet is that?
It is so sweet, but if you look, you see its balls. If I was the artist, I probably would have just like not included that.
Never forget.
Like, I don't know why, but it just like really like
sticks out.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I don't know why.
Ridiculous.
It just sticks out. I was just like, oh, look.
Balls.
Oh, look. Well, thank you.
That's so sweet.
That was so sweet. Are you taking a picture of little Ruby? We'll post these pictures up on Patreon.
This dog is too much.
Isn't she just the cutest?
Ruby Glue.
I took a really cute one of her a little while ago.
Her and Betty get so rambunctious when they get playing.
Mm-hmm. I bet they do.
Oh my gosh, I came out of the bathroom yesterday and I just was hearing like some crazy noises. And I thought, oh my God, they're killing each other. And I immediately think Betty is killing her because she's, you know, two or three times bigger.
Right.
Well, I come out and Ruby is chasing Betty like, come here. Betty. Yeah. So I just, it was just so funny. I got some recordings of them doing it.
Dogs don't have comprehension of size, so they don't know their...
Yeah, I can see that. I've seen that a lot with Great Danes.
Oh, yeah.
Kim, you look like you're deep in thought.
Our Chihuahuas versus the Dobermans growing up. Dobermans were terrified of them.
No.
Are you okay?
I'm really hot.
Well...
It's really hot in here.
You've not been around me for a minute.
Where's your fan?
I'm real warm.
You can open up that door.
She's hot flashing.
I am.
I'll get it.
Yeah, the door. Let you have some air in here. Now, if you pass out, Kim, we're going to do some crazy shit and we're going to film it.
Is it just me? Am I the only one that's hot in here?
I'm always cold.
Yeah, I think I'm okay.
My toes
It's a little warm in here. But
mercy. I'm going to have to go to the bathroom too.
I'll sit on your face if you pass out.
Will you? Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Claire!
So we all know how much I love to, you know, a mystery. So Shane, you can read it. Hey, I wrote it. What else do you need?
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
The hell kind of shit is
what? That? This is a bullshit, is what this past, says.
I'll do the bottom part.
Oh, good Lord, Kim.
This is our relationship right here. Anytime Kim's like, well, you know what I want to do? I want to do this. Yes. And then I get a car text.
Hey, Shane, hey, did you do that?
I don't know how to do that. Can
she
you do
just
that
can't be bothered.
Oh, I get nervous enough the way it is, and I'm really hot. So.
All right, gang. Well, today we're going back to the wild heart of Siberia, to a morning in 1908 when the sky opened up and exploded. This is the story of the Tunguska?
Mm-hmm.
Tunguska?
Do you want me to read Tunguska it since you're doing the other one today? Tunguska.
Sure, Josh. Here. Yeah, here you go ahead.
God help him.
Look, well, what's funny is Josh and I are first like reading through this thing for the first time, and Kim's over here like, it's pronounced this.
It is.
It's like, Tunguska.
I wrote this for you to read it.
Le Tunguska.
Hey, at least I did the research and done the writing. Okay.
Well, let's find out.
Let's find out how good it is.
This is a clip of a freaking crime.
Beep. There's a beep.
Beep. The story is the Tunguska event, the biggest cosmic impact Earth has seen in recorded history. Except for when Kim fell on the ice that one time.
Either of you guys heard of this?
Yes. I have.
You have? Okay.
I don't remember it, but I recognize the name. Mm-hmm. You don't forget Tunguska.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It was June 30th, 1908, in the vast remote forest of East Siberia. Natives and Russian settlers were starting their morning. Suddenly, a brilliant bluish light streaked across the sky, almost as bright as the sun. A thin, glowing trail followed it, and then,
boom!
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
An explosion unlike anything ever recorded. Give me his number. The blast leveled 80 million trees, Jesus, across 830 square miles, an area larger than the city of London. Witnesses said the heat from the blast could be felt from dozens of kilometers away. And though it's believed that only a few people died, the devastation was undeniable. I do remember seeing photos of this. Mm-hmm. And my God.
Yeah, it's crazy looking.
The shockwave was so powerful, it shattered windows hundreds of miles away and knocked people off their feet. Seismic waves were picked up across Eurasia, and barometers registered the blast as far as Washington, D.C. Jesus Christ. Jeez. Yet, here's the twist. There was no crater. I see a crater right here.
Listen.
I'm just having to look up and eyed it, looking at me. Oh, it just winked up.
Willibus Wallibus.
You're talking about her vagina?
Her little cooter cat.
Her cooter cat?
It's looking right at me.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that what that smell is? I thought there was a mouse that died in here. I thought, what did Ruby get into?
Good She's Lord. Eating shit again.
I don't know why I subject myself to this shit.
So you, I don't want to hear it. You're making us read your shit.
Yeah, okay. It's all right. It's all right.
Of course I got it. Okay. You know, you think I'm not going to hear crater and think of you.
Think of the biggest crater in the world. Mm-hmm.
There was no crater, and that's because the object, likely a 164 to 196 foot wide asteroid, feet wide, I don't know, meter.
That I was changing the meters and the kilometers so far, and stuff, and I probably forgot that's to why take I'm once like, I'm out.
Dozens of kilometers, hundreds of miles, and then feet. I'm like, pick
I missed
one.
Some of them. I was changing them over, and I missed one.
Asteroid, it never hit the ground. Instead, it exploded 6 to 3 miles above the Earth in a massive airburst, unleashing up to 50 megatons of energy. Me after Taco Bell. That's more than 1,500 times the energy released by the bomb dropped on Hiroshima. Wow, Jesus Christ. My gosh. Now, let's hear from the people who were there. Let's. This is so funny. I have no idea what I'm reading. I kind of like this. A man sitting outside his house 40 miles away described it like this. The sky split in two and fire. I'm committed.
That sounds a little Russian.
It's in the east side of the area.
That's true.
The sky split in two and fire appeared high and wide over forest. It became so hot. I thought my shirt was on fire. I wanted to rip it off. Then a thump. And I was thrown from my seat. The earth shook. Window shattered. And the sky slammed shut. Didn't know I could do that accent. Or a person from... What was that?
What are you doing, Kim?
Hand gestures. Oh. We were doing that.
With all I did was look up and...
I thought she was trying to get out of a ticket. Good
funny,
Lord.
What's funny is I had no idea I was even moving my hands. Or a person from a nearby tribe said, suddenly there came a... I can't do it again. I'll crack up. Suddenly there came a second sun. Trees were falling. Branches on fire. The hut collapsed. The ground shook. We were terrified, trapped under the debris. Then another flash. Another thunder. We saw five total strikes, and it was like the world was ending. People across Europe and Asia noticed something strange in the nights that followed. The skies glowed, so brightly, in fact, that photographs couldn't be taken at midnight without a flash. Jesus Christ. Jeez. Shut that damn light out! Scientists believe this glow came from high-altitude ice crystals formed by the debris shot into the atmosphere. Even in California, astronomers saw a drop in atmospheric clarity, a sign that dust from the explosion had circled the globe. In the late 1950s, scientists would make yearly visits to the area looking for any sign of a meteor left from the explosion, but nothing was ever found. So, what caused it? Today, most scientists agree it was a stony asteroid racing toward Earth at 16 miles per hour, or 16 miles per second. That's how I was like, that's incredibly slow. Or around 60,000 miles per hour. That's Mach 80 before exploding in air. What Mach does it take to break the sound barrier?
I'll look for you real quick.
I can't remember.
On the Torino scale, which measures the danger of space objects, this impactor would have rated an 8. That means certain collision with local destruction. Had this happened over a major city, there would have been great loss of life. The Tunguska event has inspired novels, conspiracy theories, and even video games. I'd play that. Some conspiracy theories include a nuclear-powered alien spaceship. Of course they do. A black hole, or maybe it was Nikola Tesla experimenting with his death ray.
Do you know who he is?
Yeah, Nikola Tesla.
Of course we know who Nikola Tesla.
Can I drive a Tesla?
Electric. Did she just ask you if you knew who
Tesla? I didn't know if you knew what else that he had invented.
Well, he didn't invent the Tesla car.
No. No, but he was contributed to it. Some of his other inventions
came from. Yeah, for sure.
I always remember him. When I think of him, I think of that large thing with the electricity.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so let me answer the mock question. So Mach, I know there's people out there who are like, yell and we ask that.
All I know is Mach 3.
Well, Mach is the speed of sound.
Okay.
So Mach 1 is sound barrier.
Wow.
To get to the speed of light, this is crazy. It's Mach 874,030.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's how much faster the speed of light is compared to the speed of sound.
How about that?
Yeah, and the speed of light is almost 300 million meters per second.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And we can't even travel that fast.
That's, oh, gosh.
And just think of how fast that is. Our sun is so far away from us that it takes 8 minutes from the sun's light to reach Earth. So we're actually seeing the sun 8 minutes into the past every time we look at it. I'm like, my brain, it hurts. Well, was it Nikola Tesla experimenting with his death ray? Or is the truth more grounded, but no less astonishing? A space rock, barely 197 feet wide, reminded Earth of its vulnerability. Today, scientists continue to monitor near-Earth objects, hoping to catch the next Tunguska before it catches us. Until then, the forests of Siberia hold the memory of the day the sky exploded. I like that.
That was so much more fun listening to him do it than me trying to get through
it. It was more fun for us, too.
I do know how to tell a story.
I guess who's going to start reading all my stuff?
You know what? It might be fun if we start writing each other's.
No, it wouldn't.
Because you would sabotage us.
That's true.
That's true.
It's true.
That's very true.
Although, I would honestly just wouldn't want to read Josh's because you do more like the mythical, mysterious side of things. And it would be difficult for me to pronounce all those things and keep up with
it. And I would purposely.
There was a lot of. All the research and stuff that I had, they had, you know, names of places and people and that kind of stuff. And I'm like, I ain't even going to pretend like I can I can pronounce these. I'm just going to cut the names.
I'd be writing like, this creature is from supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and
that was too good.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
That was good.
I do so many mystery, like murders and that type of stuff that, and I was like, man, I really want to do something different this time.
Yeah.
So it was the cross between this one and another one. So the other one's going to get set back for the next time.
That's funny. I've been feeling the opposite where I'm like, I do a lot of cryptids. Let me try to find some, you know, more like human mysteries.
Yeah.
I've got a whole lot. I get a lot of mine through different social medias. I'll just be scrolling and be like, did you know? And I get a lot of my ideas from like, I'll see a picture of something. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then I'll start thinking and then I'll create my mystery from that
picture.
You never know what direction I'll go in.
No, you don't. Today we're going to do Jinkies. Are you kidding me? You
gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, so we're going to do about the silly laws. But today we're going to do Georgia and Hawaii.
Ooh.
So in Georgia, Ackworth, all citizens must own a rake. I don't know why, but okay.
I've been a bike, but I've never been a rake.
It is against the law to tie a giraffe to a telephone pole or a street lamp.
Quit trying to tell me what to do.
I know my rights.
Is that Hawaii or Georgia?
This is Georgia.
Okay.
Donkeys may not be kept in a bathtub.
I hope.
In Gainesville, which we went there. No. Chicken must be eaten with your hands.
I prefer it raw.
All chicken?
I guess.
Oh my gosh, let me tell you guys this quick story, not to get off track.
That never happens.
We would never.
I was at breakfast a couple weeks ago with some friends, and one of my friends is dating this guy. Love him to death. He's a good person. As we're sitting there talking, we get on the subject of eating meat. And I don't know how we got there.
And he tells me that he likes meat as raw as possible. Ew. And I was like, I'm not that person. I like it the opposite.
Sorry, sir, I'm not a lion.
And then he starts going through the list of meat he likes raw. One of them was chicken. He's like, yeah, places won't make it.
Well, so no.
If I make it myself, I just throw it on, throw it off. And I'm like,
that is disgusting.
You are going to die.
Is he young?
He's like our age. He's not too young.
No,
he survived this long.
I'm thinking like
he's playing with fire.
Teenager who hasn't gotten salmonella food poison in.
Oh, right.
My God.
He will eventually. Then he might think twice about that.
Well, I was like, you know, I like you, but we're not eating near each other anymore.
Don't eat nothing he cooks.
Oh, no, I don't.
Nothing. Not even a dessert because he's cooking it on the same countertop as he's making that undercooked salmonella chicken.
Salmonella chicken. You want some salmonella chicken?
I got salmonella poisoning from lemon.
From a lemon?
Yeah, at Panera. I know it's the lemon because it's the only thing that the girl I went with both had it. And my theory is that they must have cut raw chicken and then used the same knife and or cutting board to cut the lemon for the drinks.
Yeah, or didn't wash their hands.
That's why I don't ever get lemon when they're like, would you like lemon in your water? I'm like, no, thank you. That almost killed me. Taken out by lemon water.
Can you imagine?
I think this is probably one of my favorite ones that I've ever done.
This next one?
Yes, this next one.
Oh, good.
You know, it's illegal in Georgia to use profanity in the presence of a corpse.
Huh. Well, that's interesting.
That son of a bitch!
I wonder if that's the reason.
Probably people quit cussing him out at the funerals.
Yeah, that one just cracked me up.
That is funny.
Have you guys seen that video? It is some old, I'm guessing 80s, 90s year old black lady at a funeral. And she gets up there and, you know, they're like, does anybody have anything to say about the deceased? And she waddles her little self up there nice and slow and starts singing like, what is, oh, hell, like starts like. Dog, Matt, like singing about how hell is hot and the fire's hotter. You know, like, in hell there ain't no water.
My gosh,
that's horrible.
You see the preacher like starting to come over, like, okay, not the time and the place. Ain't no water there.
That's awful.
Hell is hot and there ain't no water there.
She must have slept with her man.
Horrible, just horrible. In Jonesboro, it's illegal to say, "Oh boy."
Oh,
I would be in jail so much because I say that all the time.
Boy. Yeah,
oh
boy. You do.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Oh man.
Marietta, in Marietta, which we've been there before too, though it's illegal to spit from a car or a bus, citizens may spit from a truck.
I'm a lady. I don't swallow.
I'm guessing it's because there's a lot of truckers who have that spitting habit of like when they're chewing.
Ew.
You know,
I don't know.
I can't stand saliva. So
I don't try to spit in the car unless truckers it's absolutely necessary. Because, you know, I've spit my gum out before and it sticks to the side of your car.
That's
I don't
true.
Want a loogie on there.
All right. Hawaii. All residents may be fined as a result of not owning a boat.
The hell? Must be a safety thing. It is a volcanic chain of islands.
I never thought about it being a safety thing. Because I was like, why?
Kind of like a fire evacuation.
Yeah, I could see that. Because, I mean, otherwise you'd have to wait for like a ferry to get you off some of those islands.
That's true.
Or rescuers.
Yeah.
Which would take them, you know, stop them from rescuing people who really need it. Which, I mean, I remember that the last bad volcanic eruption they had, there was just, people had no other option but to just run into the ocean. Like, they were there for hours and hours just freezing their
I'm very curious. If anybody out there is from Hawaii, is that the reason?
The Kingdom of Hawaii.
Yeah. Get in touch with us. I want to know. I'm curious.
Me too.
Coins are not allowed to be placed in one's ears.
Interesting.
I wonder if that's
that's what I'm wondering.
A lore. I just instantly thought of how the Greeks would put coins over the eyes of the deceased.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's like a part of lore.
Yeah,
maybe either that or maybe they were having a lot of people doing like those magic tricks, like them pulling coins out of a kid's ear or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Maybe they were getting coins stuck in there.
Keep that. I wish as a kid.
How big your damn ear?
Hey, listen. Some of us have satellites on the side of our heads, that's and we true. Can't help it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess a dime could probably fall yeah. into that. I am.
Let's see. Where was I? Oh, Honolulu. Within the limits of any public park, it's unlawful to annoy any bird. You're not allowed to annoy a bird.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much any animal on Hawaii, don't just leave it alone. They're all protected. They're all, good. You know, they're, well, a lot of them are endangered, especially birds. Anytime a ship comes to an island that hasn't been around those people, they always bring, you know, a lot of cats, because they would bring cats on ships to help control the rats, and rats and cats come and they eat the bird eggs and the birds, and they really, cats kill like billions and billions of birds each year. That's why I hate seeing cats, you know, out. I have a lot in my neighborhood and I'm like, they're just decimating the local wildlife populate. All birds and squirrels are at risk.
Yeah, but on that same thought, though, they also help keep the mouse population true. Down.
Yeah, they do.
Like, we always have had a cat out, like, since, for the past 2 years since I moved into my house. And this year, I noticed that cat's not there. Hmm. And there's, I keep finding, I see a lot of mice out in the yard now. Mm-hmm. Field mice, yeah. Mm-hmm. And
Emily's cat. Dog, Boone, there's a bunny nest out in the backyard. So every time he goes out, he got a hold of one the other day.
Are the little foxes there?
No. Those foxes have been gone for a while. Oh, okay. They are usually only around my house for a month, a little over a month, until they're big enough that the mama will take them back out into the woods. They just stay there long enough to get them growed up a little bit.
Till they're weaned.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Emily was outside and had me on FaceTime the other day, and she was outside with the dog, and she starts screaming, "No, no, no!" He got a hold of a baby bunny and killed bunny. It. Aww. Yeah.
He's a murderer.
I know. He's bad, but
you monster.
In Hawaii, it is illegal to get a tattoo behind your ear or on your eyelid unless in the presence of a registered physician.
They got tired of people getting eye infection.
I can understand the eye, but I think behind the ear is a little strange.
Yeah, but you can easily like pop stuff back there. Ooh. You know, like it can't.
Yeah, I mean, guess so. Yeah.
Well, and just the loud percussion vibration could probably, you know, vibrate easily. Something loose in there.
Oh, yeah, I guess I never thought about that either.
That made me think of, I wish as a teenager and kid they would have outlawed when kids would take their eyelid and flip it up.
Oh, I hated that.
The bus was a nightmare. I'm like, it was when, like, elementary school when boys would start doing that, when I was like, I'm different than you. I'm a lot different than you guys.
I never liked that either. I thought it was disgusting.
Our kids that would sit there and touch their eye. Kids are so weird.
Or right. Kids are weird.
Like, get a hold of a safety pin and barely stick it through. I'm like, what that is way wrong they can, with you?
Oh, look, it's on my finger.
At the most, so I would pretend my mechanical pencil was a needle. Like, look.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Are we done today?
I think so.
I don't know, Kim. It's your mystery. It's your episode.
Am I done, Kim? Well, your mystery.
You got something for me to read now?
Thank you for reading it. I appreciate it. That was a lot of fun.
It was.
A lot of fun.
I was happy to help.
You're welcome.
So be prepared. Yeah, I ain't even going to ask him to do it anymore. He's no fun. He just harasses me about it.
It was my pleasure.
However, I like the voices and stuff that you do.
Yeah, I can do voices.
That little Russian accent kind of turned myself on. I'm like, where's he at?
Give my number.
I sound a little straight.
All right, guys. Come visit us on our website. It's mysteryinc.com. You'll find all of our episodes and our photos and all of our merch and little dicks and an Amazon necklace. You know, all that good stuff. It's on there. Make sure you come and join our Patreon. There you'll get the behind scenes like pictures. Like, we just took some pictures of the dog, and they'll be posted in there. We do live
maybe
events.
Maybe a nip slip.
You never know. We do live events. Josh will do.
I do cooking videos. I'm not doing fried green tomatoes this year. I can't.
No.
It was the very last thing I ate before I got E. coli poisoning last year. And even right now, just looking at the green tomatoes on it, I'm like, ugh.
But yeah, we do a lot of really fun things on Patreon. We have a great group of people on there.
Yeah, and whenever we travel, we always post a lot of photos so you can travel with us.
Mm-hmm. We get postcards every time we travel and send them out.
Yes, don't forget to send us a postcard, P.O. Box 690 Wabash, Indiana.
469992.
Hey, I forget. I don't live up here.
It's 469992.
Right.
I think you said another letter or another number in that.
Maybe. Who knows?
I'll read my postcard on this one too, and it also excited. It's of the Cliffs of Moher in Ireland.
Oh, wow. Oh, pretty.
It's one of the places I really want to go to. And I've mentioned in my past lives about how I have a memory when I went in my past life regression, a memory being a big white seabird. These are the cliffs, the Cliffs of Moher, the Irish English cliffs that I have memory of. Literally flying just like this, how the sun's kind of setting and whatnot. So I was like, oh, that's what a nice start of my morning. Hey, gang, I know you go to London, but have you been to Ireland? It's been a wonderful trip with some fabulous views. Just thought I'd share. Take care, Michelle.
Oh, I wondered if that was from Meech. I knew she had been there. She'd been there.
Yeah, she was here recently. I would love to go to Ireland.
Oh, yes. Ireland. And Scotland.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are probably my two most wanted to go to countries. Mm-hmm. Like if, I, of course, there's others, but those are like my top. I even love France, but give me Ireland and Scotland.
Yeah.
A lot less people there too.
Right.
Oh, right up my alley. But it says that. Hang on, Kim. Give me a second.
Oh, jeez.
She sent this all the way from Ireland. The least we can do is read it. I, the mighty cliffs of Mother Moher in County Clare, rising sheer 200 meters from the pounding Atlantic Ocean. The cliffs layered structure, stratum upon stratum, like the pages from a book, tell of a story which began 300 million years ago. It is a place where the visitor can experience the rare power of nature.
Hey,
of
that nature. Was a pretty good accent. That was, not bad. Not bad.
Until someone from Ireland hears it and they're like, you sound about
more offended in my life. It's quite, for an American, that is a good.
And a Hoosier.
We say shit far.
Right? That's true. And don't forget, CrimeCon is September 5th through the 7th in Denver, Colorado this year. Start saving your money and come see us.
Yeah, and tell us that you are a listener because we will have some special stuff.
We'll have little goodies, and especially if you're coming to see us live, we might have a little
can we give you a little goodie?
Bring me a man with a big old man with a beard. I'll have something.
You two are ridiculous. All right. Ready for Unmasked?
Yeah. We'll meet you there, gang.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.